It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
I recently received a catalog that was brand new to me, although it's been around for over 35 years. It's the Native Gardener's Companion, and it comes from Prairie Moon Nursery, located in Winona, Minnesota. These folks have a specific interest in providing native prairie plants that will in turn create natural environments for bees and beneficial insects that travel the highways and byways of the heartland that many of us call home. These folks offer an amazing number of wildflowers and grasses in both seed and plant forms, along with planting information, botanical and common names, and some interesting background and history. As I perused the pages, I was drawn to four plants in particular whose nomenclature caused me to stop, look, and learn more. One plant that pretty much jumped out at me was called Rattlesnake Master. Growing to 4 feet high and sporting white bristly flowers and spiky leaves that resemble a yucca plant, the roots of this botanical beauty were used by Native Americans and Western settlers to treat snake bite. A botanical offering commonly called the obedient plant is definitely not named for its behavior in the garden, as its roots are rhizomes and will spread quickly into areas where they might not be welcome. But the individual flower stems definitely obey their garden masters, as they have a tendency to stay in whatever direction the gardener points them. These obedient plants also produce large amounts of nectar for visiting pollinators, often making the plants welcome even if they do stray past their garden borders. Another common name that caused me to stop and study a while was sneezeweed. The scientific name of the plant is Helenium and originates from Greek mythology and the widespread belief that it started to grow from the ground soaked with the tears of Helen of Troy. A secondary name for the plant is Helen's Flower. It's a tall, flowering perennial native to North America that sports brightly colored daisy-like flowers in yellow, brown, orange, or red. It blooms in late summer or early fall, but the common name of sneezeweed does not refer to allergies. Rather, it goes back to a time when its dried leaves were used to make snuff, which was purposely inhaled to cause a sneezing attack that was believed to rid the body of evil spirits. I'll finish this week's botanical name game with perhaps my favorite find in the Prairie Moon listings of authentic North American wildflowers. Growing to a height of 8 feet and sporting yellow flowers that attract both birds and pollinator insects from June to September, the compass plant is a true icon of the prairies. The name comes from an observation that the leaves along the tall stems have a tendency to orient themselves on a north-south axis, thus coming to the aid of countless settlers who might be struggling to find their way across our seemingly endless prairie ocean. However, it seems the real reason for this directional assistance involved the plant's ability to maximize water use in the leaves, as well as to increase the amount of carbon dioxide gain for the plant. Another amazing feature from the compass plant involves their life expectancy. Given good growing conditions, individual plants have been known to live upwards of 100 years. I'd say that the common descriptive term of old-timer that's often used for our pioneer descendants could also refer to the prairie compass plant.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.